How did you meet your man?
I met Terry at a dance. I was only 16. And I only
baby
was 16.
Snatching.
And I was supposed to go to Monaghan that night. There was a dance on, and the lights went off in Monaghan. That girl that I stayed with in Belfast, her sister was to take me, mm-hmm. who I was very friendly with, and would have been older than me as well. And but the lights went off in Monaghan, and so I was 16 that day, and I can remember at a wee party, and my friends and I, you know, it just shows you how innocent 16. Like, we went and we even slid down, sort of, not fields, but these stiles, and, you know, we just had a bit of a day's crack.
Aye.
And then it was, you know, gosh, I'm going to this dance tonight, and I'd never been to a dance, and my daddy wouldn't let me go to a dance, he was very strict. I was the oldest, and it took an awful lot of going, even right up to was going, was I to go, I don't know. Mm. And my friend, she crocheted me this terrible tank top. It was the whitest looking thing, the big, big thing in the, and I had a word, you know, because I thought it was lovely. And but anyway, there was no dance, and then we went up to my friend's house, and her sister was there with her boyfriend, and we said, we just got a prog of sweets and sat and ate them, and says, we'll have no dance tonight, that'll happen, you know. And the sister says, well, look, come on, there's a dance up in Carrickmore, this isn't the Gap. And this was the I didn't even know where this was. This could have been anywhere to be, you know.
I know.
And I darned me down, told my daddy that I was going to this Gap, because I would have been like, I still hadn't went home now, because I had got a bit of freedom, mm-hmm. so I didn't go back to the house, had these sweets and we're going well. And Maureen says, well, look, why don't we take you to the Gap? And I says, I was just dead on, I'm dressed anyway, you know. Of course, with no money left, because we spent it on the sweets, but she, you know, gave us some money and brought us to the dance. And that's where we went. And it was an awful place. Oh, God, it was just like a, you know, it was a cattle mark, and it was just, oh, it was horrible. And I thought, oh, this is awful. I never stick this again. And but then I met and got chatting to him, and I had a laugh. He says, apparently, if you bought somebody a mineral, that was it. That was your boy for the night. Well, I didn't know that. And God love me, having the price of two minutes, you'd only the price of one. So that was my, and he was telling me he was at school, he was at the academy, and what have you. And then funny, on the Monday morning, we were down Irish Street, because this girl did photographs for the Observer or something. Uh-huh. We're going down Irish Street, and who did I meet coming up only with his mates, with a school bag in the back? And I said, it's very like that boy. Yeah, it's very like that boy. And it was, and we said hello to each other, and it was very shy. And the next thing, he was sending notes to me, and I was sending notes back, and it was all very, you know,
innocent.
And then he started to come up to see me, and I had to tell Daddy then, oh, he wanted to meet me at a dance again, and I had to go again. So that was a big thing, to get to another dance. And then we were to meet, he was to come up to Dr. McCly in the bus, and I had to tell Daddy, because, I mean, you couldn't just do that. And Daddy was in bed. I remember going up and saying to him, Daddy, is a boy coming up to see me tomorrow? Well, he jumped up, and he says, who is it? And I told him who he was. What do you call him? I says, he's crying from again. Is that Tommy Carrigan's son? And I says, oh, that's all right.
You Daddy.
But I remember Daddy, we were walking out Doc McCray Road, and Daddy was coming home. He did the market in Cookstown.
Mm.
And Daddy came home, and I waved, and I says, that's my dad. But my Daddy didn't wave. I went home that night, and I says, Daddy, why did you not wave? Why did you not wave? And he says, I didn't see you. But he did see us, you know.
He
just didn't want to, you know,
to put in on you, really.
Yeah, I suppose just, I was your oldest child as well. And,
yeah.
You know, I suppose it is hard.
Of course.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
You know, but that was how I met.
And when did he bring you home to meet his mummy and daddy?
Oh, gosh. We went out for a good wee while, and then we broke up for about a year.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. We broke up for about a year. Well, it was coming into the winter, I suppose. He was cute. Sometimes he used to cycle it up too, so he was thinking, you know, this is going to be a tough one. And he broke it up with me, and that was it. And I was heartbroken.
Oh,
very
sure.
Heartbroken. Oh, I was heartbroken. My first
boyfriend. Love.
Aye.
Really.
And I can remember going home crying and all the rest. I'm sure Mummy and Daddy felt sorry for me, but that was it. We broke up for about a year, and then we started to chat to each other again on the street, maybe at school or what have you.
Aye.
And then he just came back, you know, we just got back together, and then he said, I'm taking my sister to the pictures in Armagh, and would you like to come, and I'll call up for you. So he did, and then I went to his house, and there was a lot of people in his house that night. Oh, it was packed, because
uh-huh.
Our house would have been like that, and we were in, and it was just and I was a very shy kind of wee girl going in there, you know. But they were very nice. And his mum and mother, of course, was a lovely woman.
Mm.
She was lovely. And that was really the... And they always made you very welcome. And
Aye.
They were very good people anyway, you
Aye.
Know. Very nice people. Different from our house. It's, you know, they were a very outgoing... Ours would be a more quiet, reserved house.
Yeah.
They were a very, you know...
Carrigan house.
Carrigan house. And I would have been fond of wee drink. My dad didn't drink at all. Daddy was a pioneer. So I never seen drink at all.